Right, so we're on to our second day of the score report here on Phoenix FM. Now, if you haven't been listening to my show, you will not know what the hell is going on. So basically, last week I dug out my old score reports, and this week I thought I'd carry it on. The station manager gave me permission, but I've got another Phoenix FM presenter score reports all the way from year 7 all the way through to year 11. Yesterday we covered the subject of English, and bottom line was, she wasn't very good at it, and she never did get good at it, really. That was my verdict anyway. She went to the Chelmsford County High School for girls, which meant there was no boys, and so they were a little bit deprived. And you know what girls are like when they're deprived of something, like chocolate or something, you know? One of the Phoenix FM presenters went to Chelmsford County High School for girls. We're going to cover the subject of mathematics today, all the way from year 7 to year 11, to see the progression in time. Right, so before I read out the maths report for year 7, this is what she wrote in year 7. She says, "This year I feel I've done quite well, but most of my examination results were a bit of a disappointment, especially English and history." Yeah, English was rubbish. 35%. How rubbish. She did well in chemistry and French. "I have enjoyed many subjects this year, some of which I have never done before, such as German and chemistry. Most of my homework has been handed in on time. When it is not, it is because I have forgotten it." It's alright, I've done it, but it's at home. "I have improved my work from last year. Next year, I hope to do well in my examinations and my work academically." Look at him, year 7, using all posh words like academically. That's not right. Anyway, mathematics in year 7. "She has worked hard this year," said her teacher, C. Williams, I believe that is. Now, I called one of her teachers Fat yesterday. I didn't. Her last name was Platt. I just want to clear that up. I didn't call her Fat. Her second name was Platt. "She has worked hard this year and is making steady progress. She sometimes needs time before she feels confident with a new idea, but she is always willing to persevere and will ask for help when required. Her homework has been of a reasonable standard," yeah, when she don't forget it, "but she needs to become more reliable at handing it in to ensure that she receives feedback on her progress. Her examination highlighted the need for her to look over some of the number work covered earlier in the year, which was probably like 2 plus 2. Although her examination result was encouraging, I feel that there's room for improvement in her revision technique. In her examination, she got 58%, which isn't bad. It's over half, but it's not brilliant. So that was year 7. I'm going to quickly do year 8 for you. Now, that one was printed out. Teachers, as I said yesterday, they can't really write, and you can't understand their writing either. So, mathematics in year 8, examination result went down. She got 48%. Maybe the paper got harder, maybe she just got more lazy. I go for the latter. Her extra practice on algebra enabled her to tackle that section with greater success than previously, which indicates with continued application she will improve significantly. She applies herself quite well in class and should continue to ensure that she utilises every opportunity to... What word is that? To what? Her mathematical experience? To endure? No, that's not right. Teachers can't write. That's what I say anyway. To widen her mathematical experience to the full. That don't make sense. She has a good homework record. So, from year 7 to year 8, she actually learned how to hand her homework in on time and not forget it, which I am sure she will maintain. A particular strength is her understanding and application of Pythagoras' theorem. What a little boffin. This will become a key area for development later in the course, so she is well placed to shine in this field. Year 8 report. So I'll be reading out her year 9, year 10 and 11 report a little bit later on. See how she got on as she progressed through the years. She did tell me yesterday that she is still rubbish at maths, so I'm not holding out much hope. Right, I've been telling you already today about our Phoenix FM live sessions, which is all kicking off on the 17th of May. You can go online now at phoenixfm.com and buy your tickets. They will cost you just £5 plus a 45 pence booking fee, which is an absolute bargain. And I've played Belisha already. That's quite a regular song to Phoenix. You've probably heard that before if you're a regular listener. Played their track, Who's a Clever Boy Then? Well, I'm talking about Belisha. They've got a show tonight, 10 till midnight here on Phoenix FM, so tune in for that. But also another band playing at our live sessions. Not a band I know a great deal about, but I've heard a few of their songs. It's called The Fighting Cocks. Now, I played a couple of their tracks out on my Friday night show, and I really enjoyed it, but it was very electronic bass. Steve asked all the bands for an MP3 of their what they consider to be their best single yesterday. This is what the Fighting Cocks sent over. This is brilliant. Turn it up. This is Snow Candy here on Phoenix FM. The Ordinary Boys and Lonely at the Top. How can an MP3 skip? I don't understand that. That was like a proper CD skip, like it's got a little scratch on it or something, right at the beginning. But anyway, never mind. Gonna have some local events as well coming up in a little bit, see what's going on for the rest of the week. Just a quick update on the accident on the M25. There was an accident anti-clockwise at the M25 junction 28-27 involving one lorry and one car. Lane 1 was closed and lane 2 was blocked. Vehicles have now been moved onto the hard shoulder, but traffic is still heavy, so expect long delays. Okay, so let's carry on with the score report. This week I've got my hands on one of the Phoenix FM presenters' score report. We're going to be speaking to her later on in the week, on Friday probably. If you were listening yesterday and listening carefully, I accidentally said her name as well, but I'm hoping I got away with it. Right, in year 9, remember, we're doing mathematics today, and so far we have learnt that she was a little boffin when it came to the Pythagoras theorem, and she never handed in her homework on time. The reason being, I always handed in my homework on time, unless I forgot it, which, according to the teachers, was quite a lot of times. In year 9, she says, I feel I have worked hard this year in nearly all of my subjects, again. And I have tried hard to hand in all my homework in on time. Good girl. At least she's learning. I'm disappointed with my exam results as they are not an accurate representation of my performance this year. Up her own bum? Much. Next year I hope to improve my revision and my exam results and techniques as I feel these are the things that have let me down. Nah. Also, maybe taking down more notes in the lesson will help me achieve this. Maybe. Maybe so. So let's see how she got on with the mathematic in year 9. Here we go. C. Bolton was her teacher in year 9. Come on, Bolton. Right. Her teacher says she made a very good start to the year, exhibiting her competence in arithmetic and willingness to tackle new topics. She has developed her algebraic skills and coped well with straight line graphs in their equations. Yeah. She was absent from the lesson when trigonometry was introduced. Shame on her. And she also missed an important lesson on factorization of a trinomial. She must make sure that she catches up with this work as soon as possible. It's like it's the end of the world. Now, I always had a problem when I was at school with a subject like mathematics, when they would teach you about trigonometry, which is triangles, and things like the Pythagoras theorem and stuff. And my argument was, what is the point? When am I going to possibly use it? It's not like I'm going to get a job in triangles. Oh, what do you do for a job?
Well, I work with triangles, specifically trigonometry of them.
You know, it's just silly. That's why I never liked the maths, and that's why I failed in my maths as well. I think I got about... What did I get? I think I got an E in my maths, which was quite good. Like I said last week, I hated my maths teacher. She was horrible. She had funky hair, she smelt loads, and she always had bogies hanging out of her nose. And if you told her, just to be polite, now, right, you know when someone smells and you don't dare tell them, right? Tell them. Because, you know, the way I see it is be honest with them. Because if I smelt, I would want someone to say, "Hey, mate, you pong a bit, have a shower." Do you know what I mean? If it's bothering people that much, then tell them. And I thought I was doing a nice thing, you know, saying, "Miss, got a bit of a bogey on your lip." You know, she didn't appreciate that at all and thought I was just taking the mic off. But I wasn't. I was thinking about her. And what happened is I actually got a B. And later on, I got accused of ripping up the mathematics room. I didn't rip up no mathematics. And I got suspended for 2 days as well. And my dad went mental. And he said to me this morning, he says, "I can't believe you haven't told this story yet. Well, I'm going to tell it." And the only reason I didn't is because it makes my dad out to be like a proper bruiser. He ain't. He's a lovely bloke. But I was saying that my maths teacher always had it in for me. Now, she did. She did have it in for me because I used to tell her about her bogies, right? And so I told my dad. He says, "Why do you keep getting these letters, son? You've been about... Why do you keep being bad in maths?" I'm like, "Dad, she just picks on me. I'm one of them people who she just wants to pick on." And so he went charging down to the school. Charging down. He went into the old deputy headmistress's office and spoke to her. And then I got a little bit leery, do you know what I mean? I was a 14-year-old kid, went into maths that day. I went, "Miss, my dad's coming down here. He's going to sort you out. He's a geezer." And all that. And then started like being Mr. Billy Big Man. And so the maths teacher at the end of the lesson, she goes into the deputy headmistress's office knowing my dad is there and made up this big story about I'd been jumping around on chairs in the class and all that rubbish. Got home that night. Well, I saw my dad at school, actually. I saw him walking out. I went, "All right, Dad," thinking it'd be brilliant. My dad sorted him out. "I won't get no more hassle." He goes, "I'll see you later, son." And I was like, "Ooh." So I got home that night, seriously, from the minute I opened the door and walked through the door, my dad, he had me pinned up on the door. We had like this little cupboard. He picked me up, scooped me up. I was only a little boy when I was 14. And he held me up in the air and he gave me such a rollicking. And yeah, and he said he reminded me of that story this morning. I thought it was brilliant. And my friend, I had a friend called Jason, and he was with me at the time, scared him so much he ran home. And my dad, he was so angry. He was like, "Yeah, don't you come back, you naughty little boy." It was brilliant. Oh, memories. Oh, the memories. Anyway, Screamiest Pip versus Dan and Sack up next. This is Stasha Always Kill here on Phoenix 98 FM. I need to cut out on the Red Bull.
Screamiest Pip on Phoenix FM, www.phoenixfm.com.
Big girls, you are beautiful. Oh, yes. Right, back to the school report. And just before the news, I was talking about whether you got punished when you were younger or whether it was just me by having soap in your mouth. Now, nowadays, if you were to do that, I think you'd probably get locked up. But if I was a bad boy when I was younger, my parents would put a bar of soap in my mouth. And it's one of the worst things. I bet you think I was a right deprived little kid who used to get beaten and put in the corner. No, I had a good upbringing. But they were kind of strict on me. But I think it was a good thing. I didn't think that then. I think it now. But I don't know whether you've ever had soap in your mouth, but I've heard washing up liquid as well. The soap gets into your teeth and stays there as well, and you can taste it for days. And it kind of like numbs your teeth as well. And so when you put your teeth together, like all you can feel and taste is soap. And it's not like my parents were big spenders either when I was younger. They didn't go out and buy the old Imperial Imperial Leather. Oh, no. It was Quicksave Savers 2p bar of soap as well. So it was absolutely disgusting. But if you got punished like that by having soap in your mouth, washing up liquid, let me know, because I haven't met a lot of people who used to. You can get in touch with me. It's www.phoenixfm.com. You can get through to me on the contacts page through there, radio@phoenixfm.com, or it's 012-7784-9931 on the phone, or 89892 on the text. There's loads of ways you can get in touch with me. Let me know, or if you got punished in another way apart from the conventional slap on the bottom, get it over to me, let me know about it. I'm very interested. Anyway, back to the score report. And this Phoenix FM presenter, like you know, she went to a posh girls' school, so that meant no boys. They had to sneak out during lunchtime and go and kiss behind the bike sheds. But the thing is, she told me that the boys' school was just over the road from the girls' school. And so you know that there used to be some dodgy business going on during the lunchtimes. Oh, yes. And I just noticed as well on these score reports, just examining them a little bit more, and there's been one page ripped out of this one. And also, at the back, there's like a form which has to be completed by the parents, signed and sent back to the school. Now, in year 10, in year 11, these forms are still in the back. Whereas on the year 7, 8 and 9, they're all filled in and sent. These, I'm wondering whether her parents have ever seen these. I might just like hand it to her and say, look at this, she was a naughty girl. Well, I don't know whether she was naughty. Let's have a look. I want to improve my concentration in lessons and improve my revision techniques. This is what she said all the way back in year 10. And therefore, do my best in exams as I possibly can. Extracurricular activities. I was selected as events prefect, which I was very pleased about. And on Saturdays, I work in a florist. Well, she was bitty, wasn't she? Right, in year 10, mathematics we're on today. She always works hard and she is making steady progress. She made a determined effort to tackle the examination papers, and although her results were not brilliant, they do show considerable improvement on her key stage 3 standard. She is consolidating her knowledge of the basic principles of algebra and trigonometry. There's that trigonometry again. It's all about the triangles. When are you going to use it? What is the point of trigonometry? Her arithmetic has always been sound. Sound as pan. And if she continues to work energetically, she will be rewarded with much success next year. You shall have great success. Her teacher was Miss C. Bolton. Now, you can't see this because, of course, it's the radio. But the signature looks like it's been done by a five-year-old. Sam, that looks like it's been done by a five-year-old, don't it? There you go. It's like, and it's been written in pencils. Wow, the teacher hasn't even got a pen. Right, just been asking, I was asking for your school stories as well. Someone's just emailed in and said one of their teachers had a little fling with a student and they got married and they're still together. How rude is that? Well, I'll tell you something. Right, this is a true story and I'm really, really not making this up. When I was at school, I didn't, but I know that my headmaster and headmistress got caught doing the in the office. Oh yes, they did. And they got suspended for a little while as well, but came back, and I found out a couple of weeks ago that they're now married also. They are, they're married. So you know, and the thing is, when we found out, there was like a revolution, because we wasn't even allowed to hold hands with a girl at school, let alone kiss him. And there's the headmaster and mistress getting jiggy with it in the office. I ain't having that. Oh, no. Anyway, we're going to have the last one for today, year 11, coming up in about 20 minutes' time, right after the White Stripes and Nicky Funk. We're going to be speaking to John Hyde as well, hopefully from the Crucible, at about 25 to 2. Right, last score report entry of the day. We have been covering the subject of mathematics for our chosen Phoenix FM presenter this week. It's a girl, and she went to Chelmsford County High School for Girls. Just before I do that, I did ask, like I was telling you, how I got soap in my mouth when I was younger if I misbehaved. And it wasn't like one parent would say, come here, and like hold me and shove a bar of soap in my mouth. Oh no, no. I used to run away from them, and they used to chase me around the house. My mum used to hold me, well actually my dad used to hold me down because he was a bigger guy, you know, you don't want to mess with my dad, he's a big geezer. And my mum used to shove it in my mouth, so they used to team up on me. It was like tag team put soap in Brian's mouth. Anyway, Janie on the text, she said, forget the soap, try the bout. Yeah, like I've heard years ago, the dad used to whip off the bat, get here, put you over your knee and give you a good whipping if you were naughty. Yeah, I remember my mum telling me something about that. And Matt on the email, he said he had the soap in the mouth, but the good stuff, imperial leather all the way. You lucky, lucky boy. Anyway, back to the mathematics. And she did tell me yesterday that she was never any good at the mathematics, and her examination result, which would probably have been her mocks, was very, very bad, 14%, which was a grade D, which seems a bit strange how 14% is grade D. Maybe because they're girls at a girls' school, they get different grading, but I'm not sure. Anyway, it says she is eager to do well, and she works hard in class. That's always good. And she has a good grasp of trigonometry. Yeah, yeah, we know she loves the triangles. And she has produced some excellent work on the sine and cosine rules. When are you going to use this? Come on, people. Let's do some proper mathematics. Times table. But then even with the times table, when do you use that? Like, if someone gives you a maths question, you don't go, hang on, 1 times 2 is 2, 2 times 2 is 4, 3 times 2 is 6. You don't do it. Her main problem is her inability to recognise the situations in which she can apply the skills and techniques. Yeah, that's what I always struggle with. You teach us about triangles and measuring them. Exactly, when are we going to use this? It says it there. The teacher admits to it. Her main problem is her inability to recognise the situations in which she can apply the skills. The reason she can't recognise it is because there are no situations in which she can apply the rules. So there you go. This is Carol Bolton as well, who writes like a 5-year-old again. let's carry on. The way to overcome this difficulty is to tackle as many practice papers as possible and become very familiar with the typical examination questions. That's good advice. And she should also try to gain high marks for 2 coursework projects this term. So there you go. Grade D she got in mathematics in year 11. I don't know what her final exam results are, but based on that, I don't think they were very good. So, that's our school report for today. We're going to have more tomorrow. And this is brilliant. Right, I know the name of the presenter, right? You don't know the name of the presenter. But I know for a fact that her name isn't Laura, right? And there is a whole page, right? They've got her second name, right? But not her first. And it's true. Laura's examination result is very good and most encouraging. Teachers for you, eh? They want to get paid more. They need to start doing some more work. They're getting lazy. They can't even get our names right. Anyway, it's 1:45 here on Phoenix FM. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to be doing science on the school report, and I will be reminiscing on more things that I used to get out to when I was a naughty little boy. Going to have a little bit of an advert break, and then when we come back, we're going to have music from another band who's going to be playing down at our live sessions on the 17th of May. They're called Kill Cartel. Their track Pressure is coming out right after this.
Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
It's Kill Cartel and Pressure here on Phoenix FM. They're going to be playing down at our live sessions on the 17th of May. Buy your tickets now online at phoenixfm.com. Very Guns N' Roses, I think. Big Finish. No, fade out.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Right, I'm nearly done, but time to squeeze in some entertainment news. And one of the most eagerly awaited controversial video games went on sale in the UK today. Grand Theft Auto 4 has faced huge criticism for its violent content. So Verity Gear has more on this.
The game's set in the mean streets of Liberty City, based heavily on New York.
Life is complicated. Killed people, smuggled people.
Players have to pass missions before becoming a gangland boss. To its fans, it's much anticipated, but critics fear underage gamers will get their hands on it.
It just is the game that everybody wants to play, you know.
Gavin Ogden's the editor of computerandgames.com.
The fact that a lot of controversy surrounds it as well, you know, that's probably only helping to sort of, you know, fuel its fire that, you know, it's an 18-rated game, you know, for very obvious reasons. And, you know, that just sort of makes everybody want to know, why is it an 18?
None of you move! Get on the floor!
To many, Grand Theft Auto 4 is the event of the year, with millions of copies pre-ordered. Some reviews call it a masterpiece equal to films like The Godfather. Richard Chappell from Play.com reckons it's the biggest game of all time.
There have been three other GTA games that have sold 70 million units worldwide, so there's a lot of anticipation from the fans of the game already. I think the fact that it's now available on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 means that the players are able to get online, so you can go and play with 16 other friends.
The government's facing calls to toughen up gaming laws, but GTA 4 already has an 18 certificate, and to many fans, it's only the same as buying an adult film.
So that's Grand Theft Auto. That's out today. Not too sure about that. It could be a little bit violent. A fictional story based on the invasion of Iraq had its first screening in New York. John Cusack's co-written and produced the satire War Inc., as well as playing the lead. He plays a hitman sent to the Middle Eastern country, and singer Hilary Duff's shaking off her good girl image to play the role of a sexy Asian pop star.
Some of the scenes that were a little more provocative were a little scary to shoot, you know, like the scorpion or, you know, climbing on the desk. It was a little bit like, my mom's gonna watch this. And the best part was just getting to be totally different and be a little wild.
Be a little wild, be a little different. Will.i.am has picked one of Britain's hottest pop princesses for her latest single. The Black Eyed Peas stars working with Cheryl Cole from Girls Aloud. Oh yes, and she's apparently landed a role in Heartbreaker. Not apparently, she has. I've seen it on telly. I've been playing the single for about 3 weeks now. Stop giving me all this rubbish. After going out to LA to learn to street dance for a TV show, he spotted her and asked her to do the backing vocals. And he insists it's not because of how well known she is.
Fame Schmame. She sings wonderful. I'm more about, like, is she cool? Because if she's cool, I'm cool.
Fame Schmame. Is she cool? I'm cool. What kind of audio clip is that? Anyway, I'm off. I've had enough for today. Make sure you stay tuned. Playlist is coming up at 2 o'clock. And then Dave Bishop is in at 3. That's for Dry Time. That's in association with Mizu Noodle Bar, Brook Street, Brentwood. 7 o'clock tonight is Melanie Watson. That's with Body Care in association with Spire Healthcare. 8 o'clock tonight, Fruity on the Radio. And then 10 o'clock tonight, the Belisha Boys, Pete and Dan, with producer Steve in the mix. That's 10 till midnight tonight here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm gone. Have a good day. I'm going to leave you with a bit of the Arctic Monkeys, the Spring Storm, Brian Storm, here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Monday to Friday, Eat My Lunch with Brian Powers on Phoenix 98 FM.